is born. And at the E-Bar on the 16th is a Friends-themed painting party with Ray Wright. On the 18th is a RuPaul's All-Stars 4 viewing party hosted by Athena McQueen as well as Fierce. And on the 19th is Guelph Poetry Slam as well as Funk Night with DJ Livid. And at the bookstore on the 17th is a book launch for Montaha Hidefi's Groping for the Truth. The Bookshelf is an independently owned bookstore, bar, music venue, movie theater, and restaurant located at 41 Quebec Street. For more info about the Bookshelf's hours, listings, blogs, directions, accessibility, and to order books from their online store from anywhere in the world, please visit bookshelf.ca.
As you're listening to the following music selections, adjust the volume, bass, and treble controls to suit your tastes.
Episode of Android's Dungeon.
Marky Mark. Markster. Count Markula.
In the studio. D&D related chats. Maybe some other stuff. Stay tuned.
No, that's actually why they call me Murky Nicknames.
You're just such an...
You've thrown Jack off of his,
I know.
His intro.
I'm just going to say, it's Mark, you're one of those guys that I want to give you a nickname.
Yeah.
I, as someone who lives by a nickname, essentially, who hates being called nicknames and using people's nicknames, like, people shorten their name, it drives me crazy.
You can't shorten Mark. It's one syllable.
It's perfect. But it's almost too short. It's like, yeah, no, you need to do something else.
When I moved to Guelph, I went by Marcel, but I knew people from my high school went to the U of G with me and were like, that's not your name.
Marcel?
Yeah.
Like a mime?
Yeah, like a mime.
Or wasn't he the famous actor? Or I'm thinking, like, who? No, I'm thinking, like, wasn't there, like, the Stanislav acting technique, which is, like, the method acting, and then there's other stuff, too?
Maybe.
Marcel. Okay.
That sounds right.
It sounds like something that might be right.
How about Marcello?
Marcello, yeah, that's a relatively new one since I met Joel.
I like it.
Have you met Joel?
I've met Joel. He's an okay guy.
He's all right. Android's Dungeon, that's what you're listening to. CFRU 93.3 FM, broadcasting the University of Guelph. You can listen to us online, CFRU.ca, or go to our podcast websites, which are all of them, except the bad ones.
Through no bad websites.
No
this
bad
podcast.
Websites.
Check us out on Spotify.
Ooh.
We should get a Patreon just in case somebody wants to give us money.
I'm too depressed. If I looked at an empty Patreon, it'd just be maybe. What about a PayPal? That way,
we don't even have anything like to do with the money. We just like
you just give it to
Patreon
me.
To support us.
So if you want to support Mark Hines, donate to the Android's Dungeon Patreon that doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just give me a tenner or something if you see me on the street.
Yeah, Jack's my campaign manager, so all the funds should go to him to prevent any like Mueller kind of thing going on.
In case you haven't figured out yet, Android's Dungeon is a show about games, music, movies, people who play them, people who get played by them.
Show about Mark Hines.
What?
Show about Mark Hines.
Occasionally.
Yeah, when I'm on the show. I hope you guys don't talk about me when I'm on the air. I don't listen if I'm not on the air.
That sums up most of the guest appearances.
Every time Mark comes on the show, I add him to Common Board Game Club and at him that he's in the show, and then he immediately leaves.
At least he was there for a second.
Like, yeah, it's like when Joel invited me to Megasave. I'm like, oh, absolutely not, but thanks for the invite.
Hey, it's just nice to be, thought of.
Yeah.
Mark, what have you been playing recently?
Well, as I mentioned before the show, I reinstalled Elder Scrolls Oblivion last night when I
Elder
couldn't
Scrolls
sleep
Oblivion.
And played it until sunrise. It's not as bad as I remember it being, but I think a lot of that is just because I have a better computer these days. Other than that, I'm still playing through Odyssey. It's a heck of a time sink.
Odyssey? Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed Odyssey, yeah. It's fun. I haven't played an Assassin's Creed since Black Flag, and this one's a lot like Black Flag. You get your little trireme to fly to sail around. You got your sailors singing your songs in Greek about something, I assume. I don't speak Greek. Other than that, that's about it. I've been playing those two. City Skylines just came out with a relatively new DLC, the Your Industries one, that makes it a little bit more instead of just plopping down zones, you have to do like a supply and demand kind of thing.
Have you played any of the Skylines games, Joel?
I played Cities XXL.
Yeah, I think that's made by a different company, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's not the same game?
No. Not the same game, but came out at exactly the same time or like a week later.
Okay, can we agree that's confusing?
It's very confusing. So the City Skylines is made by the guys that did Cities in Motion, which was just a public transit simulator.
Okay.
Which is great if you're really into that, but if you want to actually build the city, it's not very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And Cities XL is this piece of garbage that somebody put out.
Oh, damn.
Where they were trying really hard to be SimCity, but they wanted to make it as, like, the learning curve is a mountain.
Really?
It's basically like a job in civics.
Yeah. If you are already a city planner and you just want to design
why, is it
city.
Like every aspect of, is it like Stellaris or Crusader Kings level of, it's like, I'm going to, everything I can modify can be modified.
Yeah, what color shirt is your citizen in the third house wearing?
Yeah, like, exactly. But we're not going to tell you how to change it.
Oh, that's important.
Oh, and I've also been playing Crusader Kings and Stellaris. Because why stop?
you sunk all this time into it. You got good at
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's the Skylines games have always been one of those ones that you see somebody when they post pictures of, like, look how beautiful my city looks. You go, wow, that's lovely. I'd love to do that.
And it took them like 60 hours to get there.
Yeah, they never tell you how long it took and how difficult it is. Versus,
or how many times they went broke.
Yeah, exactly. Or did they just run the cheats?
I do love SimCity games, though.
It's cozy.
I maintain that Monopoly Tycoon free in the cereal box was still the best one.
I don't know. Have you talked to Mark about Monopoly Tycoon before?
You ever played it?
Nope.
Came in, I think it was a box of Cheerios, maybe
Back
multigrain.
Back when you were getting the CD-ROMs and all those. Yeah.
What's your favorite type of Cheerios?
My favorite type of Cheerios?
I like multigrain because it's still got a little bit of sweetness to it.
I like Honey Nut.
Honey Nut's decent, yeah.
That's like a nice like childhood cereal.
How do you guys feel about the apple?
I don't know if I've ever had the apple.
The apple cinnamon
Not
Cheerios?
Not bad, apple cinnamon.
Isn't that just Apple Jacks?
No.
Very Apple Jacks are bigger.
They're also Apple Jacks. Don't they have like the green? Kind of the fruit loopy kind of texture to them?
Yeah,
like
they're
puffed up, like the extruded sort of corn.
I'm old now and only eat all brands. So.
I haven't had cereal in forever, to be honest. It reminds me I need to get some.
Takes me back. We'll get some after the show.
Just get some cereal. It's pretty wholesome.
Some cereal, some Balkan yogurt, and some blueberries. Good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Joel, what have you been playing recently?
Same as you, I think that the Tyrants of Underdark is the new game of the week, I think.
Well, this is going to tie in nicely to the second half of the show, or we'll describe it as our feature of D&D.
The headline.
Yeah, so
the
it headline. Is a D&D game. It's made by Wizards of the Coast, and it is basically you are a drow house fighting against other drow houses for the control of Underdark, which is apparently a place that people want to live.
Just had an idea for
drows, maybe.
A goth D&D band, Draw House.
Draw House. that one. I like that one a lot.
Count Strahd is dead is their hit. Anyway, that's just my bit there.
That does sound pretty cool, though.
Yeah, so it does sound pretty cool.
So describe it, though, because the little bit I played, I didn't mind what I saw of the game, although I came in three quarters of the way through the game when Harry had to leave, and I basically tagged out, and then I started playing.
Okay, well, it's a deck builder with all the aspects of a deck builder you might expect, except for any interaction with your deck or discard, except for draw a card. So, you know, Dominion-esque, I guess, except there's no buy limits, anything like that. So it's a deck builder.